I played this one for you. I think that's one show we missed out on is Britney Spears.
Britney Spears?
Yeah, like she's done now, right? She's not.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She gone.
But I did go see.
She's gone mentally.
Lady Gaga in Las Vegas last week.
How was it?
It was amazing.
So jealous.
I loved it. You were jealous.
Me too.
I sent you videos and everything. So, well, thank you so much for joining everybody. We got Brittany Welsh in the house today, licensed financial educator with Wealth Wave, mm-hmm. and also board certified charcuterie master with Boards by B.
So, Alex is all in on that one.
I love charcuteries, man. I call them charcuteries, but I'm sure that I'm not the first person that's
that
ever called it that.
You are not the first person. I actually have that on the website, charcuterie.
Viva. Vegas. We're going to Vegas, everybody.
Let's go.
Well, Brittany, I'm so glad you're here again today. So this is Simply Gold. This is the first time we've met, and
it
I feel like we're already best friends, and we've connected, and we've shared a lot of stories, and it's been a lot of fun, but I can't wait to hear about your journey and where you've come from and where you're headed after that. So which one do you want to talk about first? I mean, I want to talk about the food part because I haven't eaten all day. I'm starving.
wait.
And I love charcuterie boards.
Can we start somewhere else, though?
We can.
Because she started her showcase today with an amazing picture.
Did you see it? Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. I was there, of course. I took a picture of it, but I mean, can you describe that picture?
So a showcase, just real quick. So it's about a 15-minute presentation, right, that you got to give Brittany?
10 minutes Master Networks.
At Master Networks. And that's an opportunity for you to describe your business, what your why, and really anything else that's important to you.
Yes. So I started the McKinney morning presentation this morning with a little insight to the growth that I've experienced. Aaron has a gorgeous picture here of me back when apparently I told my mama.
That was in your presentation.
I wanted to look like my grandma, so she gave me a chili bowl. And, you know, that's
that
growth
back in elementary
there.
School and middle school.
I think everyone, I don't know,
that was the
kids
cut at
these
the time.
Days don't go through the ugly phase anymore. They're, like, blessed the whole time. I'm like, you have to earn it.
That's because they have filters.
It's all about the
filter. Come on now.
That is 100%. But, yeah, so that's how I started my presentation off. Talked about just growth that I've had. I talked about relationships, the integrity, and then finally just teaching and empowering. And then all together that formed the word grit. And that's what my presentation was about today.
Nice.
That's perfect.
It was good.
That's good.
It was really good.
That's good. I almost cried during my showcase. I don't do them anymore because I'm too afraid I'm going to cry.
I love that. I haven't done one yet.
I did one in Wiley, like my third one there, because I've been a part of the Master Networks chapter in Wiley for 2 years, and I did a rap. And it was to Ice Ice Baby, and I was like,
see?
Boards by B. Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah, the person who told me what to do, they didn't say to do that. They're like, oh, just talk about your family and stuff. I'm like, okay.
Next time, rap.
Yeah, but I talk about rap. The orange belt. You don't know about the orange belt.
I know, I don't.
So I wear an orange belt that matches nothing.
All the time?
All the time. And that was in my presentation. I was like, I know this matches nothing. Everyone tells me, but it makes me happy, and that's what's all important.
Hey.
You own an orange belt?
Yeah, I got it standing in line with you. So I'm standing in line with Brian in Vegas.
Was I really there?
Yes, you were there. So he was in line to get his player's card in Las Vegas.
There?
No, in Tampa. You were in Tampa.
Wait, was he mentally there?
No. Yeah, he was just standing in line. Yeah, so I got bored because we are, Aaron and I, the people that we are. I'm like, I'm going to walk into this store real quick. I walked out with a $200 belt. Had
that's
no
not
idea
bad.
Why I'm buying it.
But you've gotten every penny worth
that's
of
that's
right,
right. And it still looks like the day that I bought it.
I know.
I love it. I wear it everywhere.
I want one.
It's made out of lamb skin.
Oh.
Lamb leather.
I don't care what it's made out of.
I just want an orange belt.
No. I don't want to sacrifice baby lambs for a belt. Now, if it's a nice bag, that's a different thing.
Hilarious. Brittany, how long have you been a member of Master Networks?
Officially 2 years.
Okay.
2 years.
So I'm about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was a teacher and softball coach and then left education and that opened up my daily schedule. And so I joined Master Networks Wiley.
Nice.
Right then.
It seems like there's a lot of people that leave education to try.
Lord.
Three people.
And financial education.
Two people were sitting right here. Brittany Hendry also, who we had on this podcast, mm-hmm. she left education.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of anybody else just right off the cuff?
Me.
You? Yep. Then you went to nursing. Then you left nursing. Now you're sitting in a podcast room.
That's nursing right. Hasn't left her, though.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I think by nature, I'll always be a teacher at heart. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. like you mentioned, Brian, I'm a financial educator now, but public education, and I was a softball coach for a 6A high school, and it's just not how I grew up in the system. It's not what it used to
be. Isn't that cool, though, how you can apply what you fundamentally were interested in into something to help other people?
Oh, absolutely. I think people in the medical field, teachers, you just naturally have a serving heart.
Right.
And so, whenever I tell my story now, I'm still educating people. I'm still getting that fulfillment. It just looks way different and way more fun now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
100%.
On your terms.
Look how happy you are.
I love my life love right that. Now.
And she has great cookies.
Yeah, like, she has great cookies.
She didn't bring you
I didn't even know I'd eaten one until now.
Yeah. We were had her cookie before you ever met her.
I did. They do a networking event here once a month, I think. And we stumbled in and they were giving them away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot what they said on them. I think they said Rome.
They did. Yep. So I do. I have an edible ink printer and part of Boards by Bee. It's charcuterie and more. I do logo sugar cookies. I can put QR codes, pictures. I actually have been working with Rome for, I think, about a year now. And so when they have clients come in, I put the client's logo on a cookie and they get to put it out and make the space look more welcoming.
Can you do a that cookie so with awesome. Our face?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you need, we're trying do you to need bring people in, Alex.
Can yes. you put a filter so
can,
on it
you
first?
Can screen print anything on the cookie then, right?
Yeah, it's yeah. edible ink straight to the cookie.
We can eat those.
Does it yeah. put it like frosting
how
on?
How much do those cost?
Is that what the edible printer is?
I need to know.
Yes.
Is it expensive? Is it cost effective? Is it affordable?
Well, affordable is relative, right?
Oh my
you
gosh.
Know? But for what it saves you in quality, it absolutely is affordable. It's $65 per dozen. They come individually heat sealed and wrapped. You can put your face directly on. This is my niece.
That's cheaper than the pound cakes we were.
Absolutely.
100%.
That's cool.
That's my niece.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. So we're getting headshots soon. So maybe.
That is so awesome. That comes out so well.
Yes.
You should collaborate with a photographer.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I actually have a photographer, Melissa Mancini Photography out of Wiley. She does Santa pictures. And so we will do cookies with the kiddos' names on it so Santa can give each kid a personalized cookie, so she really sets herself apart that way.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
We should build it. What's it? We're raising our rates, raising our prices, so we can then gift.
So
free.
I
give
can have a cookie away. With my face on it.
Absolutely.
How long do those take to turn around?
I would say I like about a week. I can usually turn around then just because the baking process and the drying process.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if I'm already booked up like graduation or Christmas, then a week I'm probably already filled up. But
that's cool.
Like June.
No, yeah, well, it also depends. Like Rome, they usually hit me up pretty quick, but we have such a good working relationship that right. I'll squeeze her in, you know, to keep that relationship going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're going to ask Rome to then
Emily's put our picture.
I'm going to be like, Emily, sweet I want Emily. My face on the Rome cookie. They probably yes. say yes, actually.
They're awesome.
They
here.
Think I'm crazy.
They really
they
are
like
awesome
you.
Here.
They think we're crazy.
Yes.
We are. We're just having fun.
I mean, you got to be a little crazy to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
But I love how you have two things that are completely different, right? So I think that helps, and I'd love for you to elaborate on that, right? So you've got your financial business, mm-hmm. you know, which is on one spectrum. You deal with a customer that's a certain profile, you know, they're high net worth potentially. They speak a certain language, and then you have this other side that is, you know, everyone leaves with a happy face, right? Because who doesn't love cookies?
Yeah.
So no. kind of just to describe like that pendulum and how you manage both of those.
So the really cool part is they are different. You know, I educate people on finances and we're able to help them with life insurance and just getting retirement and their future set up. And then over here, I'm helping people with cheese boards and events and gifting. But, you know, creative Brittany thought of, you know, I just like cheddar, whether it's on your plate or in your wallet, I can help you either way.
What?
It all that came just together. Yes.
Boom.
Mic drop.
Yes. I love that one.
Dang.
Yes.
But yeah.
scared me.
That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, I started Boards by Bee about 3 years ago, and it was on a whim. My friends actually convinced me. I thought everybody made their own cheese boards. I just thought everyone did what I did.
Mm-hmm.
turns out that I was always the one who brought it to the party. I thought they were being nice to me because they were like, oh, she likes it. Like, we'll, you know, make her feel good. No, they're like, we absolutely don't want to do it. So
it seems like there's a little bit of an art to it also that people look for and see in that board. So most people don't want to touch it and they'll be like, oh, it doesn't look good.
Yes. Well, sure, there's that creative. And this is it actually, I still do it because it's my creative outlet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it,
this is ours.
Podcasting. Yeah. You know, but ultimately, I never expected it to blow up like it did. It caught on pretty quick and social media helped. And then after 1 year, I left education. I left teaching and coaching and went full time and wanted to build that business and build it. Now, this is kind of right before food prices shot up. So I knew I had to get the right clientele and I wasn't there yet. So I needed something else to supplement my income. And it was when I looked at my TRS, that's teacher retirement system, I was like, oh, this is all I have after 12 years. And talking to like my friends who had been 12 years into their career, it was like pennies compared to, you know, what they had. And that's what started my interest in setting myself up for finances. Like, I'm the type, my mom, you know what you know, and you, then you don't know what you don't know. So she taught me how to budget, how to pay my credit cards, my bills on time, and I bought a house. But I didn't know how to grow money and I didn't know how to protect that wealth either. It's completely different sides, but they give me different passions. I'm able to help people with the finances, but man, the food's fun. It's creative. And who doesn't like a cheese board?
I mean, right. Exactly.
We're not friends with them.
Well, you know, because ultimately I think it still comes down to, I like to help people. I like to serve people. With the charcuterie, if I can create a spread that brings people over the kitchen table eating and trying and experiencing new bites and flavors, then I've done my job. I think that's how you know that you did charcuterie right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And just while we're on the topic of charcuterie, guys, one hill I will always die on, never buy pre-sliced cheese. Pre-cubes cheese is a no-no.
It's like waxy.
It doesn't taste good. You have to cut your own. You have to slice your own cheese. You're looking at me like you buy
pre... Because he buys the pre-cut and everything.
Okay, first of all, everybody calm down.
Second of all,
I bought a cheese block a couple of weeks ago. It was called Dragon's Breath, and I was like, "Yeah, it's badass, right?" So I took it home, cut it, took a bite. I was like, "Holy crow, it's so spicy!" And they're like, "What were you expecting? There's literally a dragon on it."
I bet it was so good.
Mix it with like a fruit spread, like a raspberry or a honey. That'd be a really good mixture to that.
That's crazy. Really, so I'm a wine junkie, but I became one when I was on a cruise ship and I took a wine pairing class with cheese and they paired it together. And there was such a difference in the way that it tasted that I fell in love with cheese and wine together. I love wine and cheese.
I love cheese.
Yeah, I love it all. Yeah. I love cheese though too. What's your favorite cheese?
Oh man, it's like what is my favorite of the week? I would probably go with like smoked Gouda. I love a good smoked Gouda. But then like I like a classic Munster. Like that's my favorite, like creamy cheese. But then you have like blueberry and vanilla goat cheese.
That's my favorite right there. That's it.
That was it.
Yes.
You know, and then there's Manchego. And
Manchego salad.
Oh man.
That's a hardcore
like
cheese.
Everything.
We should have requested her to bring one.
I know. We could have signed up the cheese and described the cheese.
Damn.
We could have had a blindfold cheese contest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the next. We should just do that instead of a reel. We could do that as a video because I actually do pairing classes.
Okay, I'll do it.
I do pairing classes. I mainly partner with Landon Winery, and they have several locations around the Metroplex.
They have one in McKinney.
McKinney, Wiley, they have a beautiful one out in Denison that opened up not too long ago. It's gorgeous.
Is it like big, large
format?
It's
huge. Yeah, I mean, just inside is just, it's new, so it's fresh, it's perfection. Mm-hmm. But we do, they'll let me come in and do a charcuterie building classes, whether that's boards or cups. But then I partner with them and Bob, and we'll do cheese and wine pairing. So I'll create 4 cheese bites, appetizers.
I'm not doing enough with my life.
They'll come in and bring the matching wine, and then we'll kind of go through. Yeah. We'll throw trivia nights out at it. Well, I mean, we do a lot of fun stuff if you like cheese and wine.
So, Brittany, let me ask you this. So I'm in Master Networks as well. Okay. I've done the whole 30-second spiel, and I've met other people that have multiple businesses like yourself, and it seems like one of the ways that they struggle is getting their 30 seconds, like, down pat. So more specifically, they're like, all right, I do the cheese thing. I'm a financial educator as well. I'm also interested in X, right? So then they, when they say their spiel, it just like, you know.
Right.
And everyone looks at them like, I don't understand what you do, right? And I even told one person in particular, so I play a membership role as a chapter mentor, okay? Because I have found success through Master Networks. And when I started my spiel a year and a half ago, the person that brought me to the networking brought me aside and literally looked at my face. She's like, no one knows what you do. I was like, what do you mean no one knows? She's like, I was like, I literally just said it. Like,
for 30 seconds.
You didn't hear me say anything? She's like, no, nobody knows what you do. So then I pulled somebody aside recently and I gave them the exact same advice. I said, I've got some really hardcore advice for you. Are you ready for this? And there she's like, yeah, you know, whatever it is, I'll know. I said, your spiel, it sounds like you do four different things, but nothing at all. I was like, I don't understand any of it, right? And I said, I think the reason you're struggling to get face-to-faces or people interested is because you don't understand what you're talking about that day. So how do you choose or decipher, or do you have like a system where it's like, you know, I always get them on the cheese, then I talk to them about the money, or like vice versa? So like, walk us through that journey and how you manage that.
Absolutely. No, that's a good question. So the answer kind of lies in, are we talking in or out of Master Networks? Because with Master Networks, I hold the catering seat in Wiley. So my 30 seconds are just about charcuterie. Mm-hmm. And then in McKinney, I hold the life seat. And so it's just about life insurance. If I'm out of Master Networks and I'm at a different networking group, then I do pair both.
Okay. So before you deep dive into that, as an owner of your entire portfolio, how do you like decide? Because I'm sure there's one that oversells the other, right?
Sure.
Like, you know, even in our business is similar, right? We do marketing in general, right? But if I went in and spieled five different things that we do, it would make people's head turn, right? Mm-hmm. And then they start to decide, go through that discovery of like, well, what, I don't know what I need, or let me talk to my team, or let's have a board meeting and decide. And I've lost them, right? Because I should have just talked about my charcuterie boards or whatever, for example. So like, now you can deep dive into, how do you manage that?
Well, you know, I think a lot of times it does depend on who's on the other side. I don't know if there's a perfect answer. If I'm out of Master Networks at a normal networking vibe or just out meeting people, I met someone at Sonic the other night. Because as an entrepreneur, you're in the business of talking to people or fighting to talk to people. You're just always meeting new people. I just, you know, I say, hey, my name's Brittany. I own two amazing businesses. Do you want to talk about Cheddar or Cheddar? And then they're like,
oh,
what?
You see what she did there?
Yeah, like,
I didn't expect that one. Hey, I was like,
that's good. So
I'd have been like, Cheddar.
Yeah, that's the second time she's like, boom.
Right? So my personality, my vibe is humor. I like to make people laugh. So I just say, hey, I own a charcuterie and cookie business, and I'm also a licensed financial educator. And then when I'm out, I let them take it where it needs to go. They're going to, whatever piques their interest is going to lead the conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It'll eventually end up intertwining in both, but I let them take it where it wants to go with whatever piqued them. In Master Networks, specifically in Wiley, I talk about charcuterie because that's just the seat that I hold. In McKinney, I talk about life insurance because that's the seat I hold in that group. I think today during my showcase, people were probably like, oh, you make charcuterie boards? Just because in your soundbite, I think what I tell my, as the president of the Wiley chapter, I try to always remind them, your soundbite is not to make a sale. Your soundbite is to drip, to encourage a face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And then in the face-to-face, that's where I still go. And it's telling your life story. And first it was charcuterie, and then that led me into the financial. And now, as I've morphed boards by B, it's more of an event thing where it's a bigger ticket item, a bigger event versus a board for two people.
Right.
You know, we talked earlier about, you know, Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant. And there's just, it's hard whenever you're a slave to the business and a board for two people with the cost of food. There's no profit in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you, as a business owner, you always have to adjust. You have to adjust kind of what you offer. But I'm on a tangent now.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm following your journey. Yeah. I mean, a lot of things just went through my head. I mean, we've never raised prices in the history of the company.
Mm-hmm.
We've only decreased our prices, but there's a lot of like going back to the drawing board is like, is that the right option, you know, for the customer? Because if we raise our rates, we're going to get less customers and blah, blah, blah. Right. So I can't even imagine being in the food business on what those margins would be. Plus to the fact that I'd probably eat a cookie for every cookie that I make.
Yep.
That doesn't help either.
He would lose revenue.
You would too. You totally would. You'd be like, one for me, one for you, two for you, one,
it wouldn't take long and people be like, girl, what you doing?
One charcuterie board for you, one charcuterie board for me.
I would eat the cheese. I just wouldn't, I wouldn't be able to touch the cheese.
The sad reality is I used to make myself gorgeous boards like for fun. And now I get the broken crackers. I get the ugly looking grapes on my own board because the things that you wouldn't want to put out, I save the pretty for the clients, mm-hmm. and I get you know the
leftovers.
Yeah,
yep.
You know, like the end of the cheese, or oh, this cheese broke, because that's a man. You talk about crackers. Okay, I can only give non-broken crackers out, right? So one thing that I did was instead of opening it up and creating a display, I just give it to them in the box. So it's not my fault it's broken. it came that way. Smart. Well, it's just kind of like what a lot of restaurants do. You guys probably have noticed, and as a way to battle raising prices, they'll shrink the size down a little bit so they can still offer the same price, but because their cost goes up, they have to provide you with a little bit less.
I'm bougie. I'm like, can I get some more dressing? Might not even touch it. I might not touch it.
You're gonna see that 50-cent ranch.
I might not touch it.
That's why I'll never own a restaurant with them.
I'm gonna need more ketchup than that.
Well, they don't even put the bottles on the table anymore.
No,
they
don't.
You have to ask for the bottle. I'm like, that's a ketchup.
Yeah. Or they fill it up halfway. Didn't they? We went to Awesome Times, right? They filled it up halfway. Or
did they?
Where were we? That we
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Was I there?
I don't know.
But I like the end of the cheese.
Yeah. So you like the charcuterie boards. It all tastes good. But it's looking cheese. Wise, because it's an experience for the client. They want that artistic look.
Yep. Mm.
And sometimes if I cut something wrong or it breaks, I'm like, oh, that's for me.
My favorite board that I made at the house is a bagel board. Do you make any other style boards?
Yeah. So I love a good breakfast thing, but I did a butter board class at Landon. It's literally what it sounds like. So I whipped up some butter and I lathered it on a board, and then I did different toppings, and you literally get bread and you just get a knife and it
just...
It's heaven.
I would be in heaven.
It was so good.
I love bread and butter.
I did. One of my favorites was sea salt, pecans, and spicy honey. Mm. Oh, so good.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, it sounds so good.
It was so good.
I'm
so
glad I had these nuts. These cashews. The
you have to do different boards because...
I feel like this was a missed opportunity. We could have paid for a board.
Have we done the dessert board?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Here's the butter board.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're on radio. You got to describe it.
Oh, you describe it.
It looks amazing.
Looks like a paddle. It looks like a paddle.
That's the charcuterie board.
That's the charcuterie board.
With the
butter underneath.
Yep.
With
almost like a hummus looking thing. Yeah. With the
part of it's goat cheese.
What
on
is
the bottom
I love goat cheese.
That's smashed raspberries, some balsamic and strawberries.
It looks fancy. Oh, that's what it looks like.
I'll show you over here.
I would say sounds Gouda.
Sounds Gouda. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
My tagline for Boards by B is it doesn't get any cheddar than this. Yeah. Come on now.
You want to talk about cheddar. Should carry around blocks of cheese. Just, I don't know, as a pickup line or something.
I'm like, for what? Simply cheese.
Simply cheese.
Do you I would eat it, though.
Yeah, it's not going to last long.
I do, actually.
Yep. It'd be your snacks.
It'd be gone right away.
It'd be your snack for the day. You'd be like, sorry, I'm out of cheese.
Yeah. I also love mustard for the cheese boards. Sorry.
Okay. I mean, it's definitely.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sorry. What's that mean?
You know how he mentioned... You know how you mentioned awkward silence?
Ooh, that scared
it's
me.
Sorry, let's do that one.
It's definitely good on boards. Like, it's good with that, you know.
Like, just French mustard?
No,
the seeded kind.
Yeah, like a grainy mustard. I know what you're talking about.
Goes with the cheese board.
Yeah, it's good with, like, a summer sausage, too. That's good.
Yeah, it's not just cheese. The meats. It's the meats.
It's for sophisticated palates.
Yes.
Oh, I don't have that.
I am.
I'm like, just bring me the... Pepper jack cheese.
Bring me the cheese.
Is that on there?
He put a megaphone.
Bring me the cheese.
He loves that megaphone too.
Yeah.
This is my new favorite button that I found yesterday.
So good times. That's cool. I like it.
It's fun though now because now I'm morphing them in and allowing Boards by B to allow me to have a foot in the door with maybe people I wouldn't get a chance to, or go and do lunch and learns with companies to talk about the financial education. So that's what I'm trying to use it as well internally, because I can offer something that others can't. Hey, I'll bring a really pretty charcuterie board with me. Let's talk about cheddar and eat some cheddar.
We could start a toilet paper roll company. put faces on it.
I don't know. He said earlier, I don't know if you missed it, but he said in his bathroom he has a bunch of toilet paper rolls on the floor.
Empty ones?
Well, because somehow in the other podcast I run, we were talking about dude wipes.
Dude wipes.
He uses dude wipes instead of toilet paper.
Okay. So it was one of the other guys on the podcast last night, too. So it just kept going.
Why it's a successful podcast.
But let's get back to the cheese.
The cheddar.
Oh, my God.
The cheddar.
The cheddar.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, what's next in the journey of charcuterie boards and also financial education? What do you see in the next 12 to 18 months for yourself and your business?
Absolutely. So I when I first started Boards YB, I knew it was an end game. I knew I wasn't going to make the money I wanted to make and be able to live the life I wanted to live from doing charcuterie boards. Could I create a system where I have a picture and every small looks the same and every medium looks the same and every large looks the same? I mean, I could, but that takes away the artistic creativeness out of it for me. And I didn't want that. So I didn't know how to scale Boards YB. So when I was thinking about what's going to pay me for my time and what's my time worth, and do I want to make money when I'm not present? That's where finance comes in. So what's next is I'm building my financial brokerage. I love it because the company that I'm with, we do life together. So we actually just, about 150 of us went on an Alaskan cruise a couple weeks ago.
I've been to Alaska that cruise. It's awesome.
Beautiful.
It's awesome.
It was beautiful.
It's the last frontier.
Dude.
Literally.
It looks fake. Like everything looks fake. If I didn't take the picture, I'd be like, oh, that's Photoshopped. No, I took the picture.
Yeah. Bald eagles.
Yes, I saw one.
Mises. You know,
Mises.
Moose. Moose. That's what I meant.
In my head, I was like, what is a meese? I wasn't going to ask. I was going to Google it. What the hell's a meese? So,
did you do any excursions?
We did. So my mom was my plus one. And so that was really fun doing a mother-daughter getaway trip. But we went on a helicopter. We landed on a glacier.
Right. I've done that too.
And we got in the airboat. And
did you see how the water, it's
delicious.
Unreal. It's like being on Mars or the moon.
I've never been there.
No, so you you land on the glacier and the river, the water.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's
not small.
Yeah.
You would have to like run and jump over it to get to the other side of this rushing blue water.
And it tastes so good.
Yeah. You can drink it.
It's so pure. It's so pure. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean,
some of the freshest water up there.
It really is.
Glacial runoff water is the best.
The one thing they said is you can't step on the fresh snow because it hides the glacier streams or whatever, and you could literally sink down. But those glaciers are like,
you can. No, like so seriously, thick. It's huge. It's crazy. You should do that before you die. Is go on a glacier.
I might die there.
No, not if you have a good excursion person. You wouldn't worry about it.
If you don't, then you're.
Alex does this.
Don't let Alex be your excursion person.
Wow, the picture looks fake behind you.
It looks fake.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a picture of
you can see right through the water.
Me and my beautiful mother on a glacier.
Yeah, it's more clear than ocean water.
That's so beautiful.
It's insane.
But she said her favorite part about the whole trip was the fact that her mom went and she got to spend a whole week with her uninterrupted.
It's cool.
I was like, that's the sweetest thing ever.
I did the crab thing too, where you go on the boat and you pull up the crabs and you eat it later.
In Juneau.
Like Deadliest Catch.
I didn't do that, but in Juneau.
Were you alive 7 years ago when it was the biggest thing in the world for TV?
I'll look on TikTok.
In Juneau, they have, I think it's called Tracy's Crab Shack. It's like $75 a pound for crab legs, and they're literally like as thick as this mic.
The king crabs.
I've never had one.
You never had a crab?
You never had a crab?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
You need to live a little bit more. A
little sheltered.
But I like cheese.
There you go. But
cheese and crab don't go together. Actually, does it?
I don't think it does.
Can. Not with that attitude, it's not.
Yeah. She can make it go together.
Yeah.
Well, somehow.
It could be a challenge.
She's going to make a board.
We can figure something out. A seafood board would be good.
Have you ever done that?
Well, a seafood board.
I guess cream cheese, because they do crab rangoons. So
some type of cheese would go.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. We'll see. But
that'd be an interesting one.
But yeah, just building building the financial brokerage, traveling more. I've got a leadership retreat at Hilton Head coming up, going to Maine, a couple traveling. And I think that's the best part about being an entrepreneur too, is living by your own rules,
right,
working from where you work. Now, I may work on a Saturday sometime, but that's because I didn't work on maybe Tuesday or Wednesday that week.
Right.
And that is what I think people don't understand. It's not that we don't work. It's just that it looks different.
Yeah, it just looks different.
No, it looks different.
I'm a master of the fake background. You don't even know where I've been.
I know. I have your calendar.
Oh, were you? You were there on the team training, right? So I was in Vegas, right? So I turned off my fake one, and there was a slot machine in the back, and I literally was like doing this, and the slot machine was turning around, and then I grabbed my Miller Lite, and I was like,
"He's like, I'm working.
I'm working. I promise." But me and my best friend, we get to go to Vegas once a month.
Every month.
And I'm not talking for a day. We go for a week.
Yeah, basically at least 3 or 4 nights.
Our last trip was 7 days and we stayed in 3 different hotels. And we worked. I mean, I had 10 Zooms last Thursday.
Yeah.
You worked all day.
Yep.
So we'll usually work till 3 Vegas time, which is 5 here. Mm-hmm. And then we've got all day, rest of the day to do whatever.
Up at 6 working, so, you know.
Yeah, that's the only part that sucks is I'm usually up by 5:30 Vegas time to get ready for my 8 a.m. Central time.
Gotcha.
First meeting. And that's on me. I don't really do really good scheduling those, but it's to your point, right?
Yeah.
Like we have built a business that we hope will allow us to travel and do stuff with our kids and all that jazz. Eat cookies.
Yeah.
Eat cheese and cookies.
More cheddar.
Yeah. More cheddar. And then, you know, we talked about earlier, I love this chapter of my life. I absolutely love it. I love getting to help people. I love getting to bring people together. I love getting to travel and I love getting to just be the one. I guess it's the competitive. I played softball growing up through college. So it's the competitive person that I'm in control also of my paycheck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm in control. No one's telling me how much my time is worth. You know, so I've got some big goals for myself and for my financial brokerage. And I think the best part that comes from that is I don't make a penny unless I help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first business that I've ever been a part of where I get compensated when I help you save your money. Mm-hmm. And that's cool because I've been a part of a lot of businesses where I have to separate you from your money. Even in my charcuterie, I got to convince you to buy my product. I get paid when you save your own money for your own future.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is cool. And just seeing like the teacher in me, seeing the light bulb go off when someone understands, or we talk about, you know, taxes. Taxing, you know, now, later, or never. Some people have come to me and they think that tax later means that they never pay it. I'm like, baby, you're just kicking the can down the road. Mm-hmm. That's all you're doing. And then it comes into the write-off, people.
Yeah.
and then it comes into, well, do you think taxes are going to go up or down? So would you rather pay them now or would you rather pay them later? Mm-hmm. You know?
I'd rather pay off my taxes and steak dinners. That's my method.
Yes. I mean, it all comes down.
Write-offs.
It all comes down to, again, the competitive is there are two tax codes out there. There's a tax code for the informed and there's a tax code for the uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
And people can get mad and upset that they think that the wealthy keep getting more rich. But in fact, they're playing a game and they know all the rules. Whereas we just walked up to the field as the middle class. You just walk up to the field. You have no idea how the game is played.
Yeah, right.
But the cool part is that the instructions and the game rules, they're posted. If you take the time to learn, you can play the same game as the wealthy. Because would you guys agree that the wealthy play by a different set of rules?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
We are privy to those rules, but we just got to take the initiative to find the information. And that's what we do in my company is we pass that information out. And yes, we have people who are high net worth, you know. But my family growing up back in 2004 in East Plano, no one was knocking on my family's door, you know, let me teach you how financial education works, you know.
Right.
And they don't teach it in school.
They don't teach it in school. And that's a whole other reason because I think it's on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, it's totally on purpose.
Oh, yeah. You know,
school's a business too.
You know, but they tell you what they want you to know. No one's teaching it to the average American. So our ideal client is the person who's getting, it's the middle class getting left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have clients who have high net worths and things like that, my ideal client was me as a single woman as a teacher. I didn't have $500,000. I don't have $500,000 right now to invest.
Mm-hmm.
But me, my family growing up, that is who I want to go help because that is the masses. And if we can do that, it takes one generation to change the complete trajectory of your legacy, of your last name. And it just, it's just so powerful that it just comes from financial literacy.
Right.
Yep. Learning how money works.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I love that you said with your company too, is that the first thing you do is start teaching and education, throwing out education towards them first, before anything, first and foremost. So they're educated, know what to do. So then to me, that just says you're getting them to the point where they finally understand what they mm-hmm. can do. And then there's the offer at that point, what we can do for you. And then they have an understanding at that point. So they're just not lost with items you're throwing out at them.
Absolutely. Financial education has to be taught. It's not going to be caught randomly. Mm-hmm. It's got to be taught. And when you take the time, it's going to take me longer to work with an individual than probably most financial people or a life insurance agent or something. It's going to take me longer because I have more meetings, but it's on purpose. Mm-hmm. It's because, again, I think there's a difference in telling someone and then teaching someone. Huge mm-hmm. difference. I want to empower you so that way if someone asks you, because I've been in the boat where I did stuff in the past, teachers would at school, financial people would come mm-hmm. into the school. Aaron remembers. And they would tell me to do something and I would be like, okay, you're the expert. And then the next year someone would say, well, why'd you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. The last person just told me to. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you shouldn't do that. You should do this. And then after about 4 years of that cycle, I finally caught on. I guess I was slow back then, but I finally caught on and I was like, okay, hold on. So now I said, I would rather empower you with education first. And if someone's like, I have a financial person. I'm like, cool. Take this to them then. Mm-hmm. Because bottom line, if you don't know that yet, that's a problem. So take it to them and have them show you what you can do.
Yep.
You know, but yeah, I would rather someone be able to walk up to you and you'd be like, well, at least because of reason A, B, or C, or tax reasons 1, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. I love it. Tell us how to get in touch with you, how to find you, how to get the cookies, how to get the charcuteries, how to get you the education.
Absolutely.
It's all you.
So again, my name is Brittany Welch. So I've got a couple things. So for charcuterie, you can follow me on social media. It's at Boards by B DFW, and that's B, just the letter B. Boards by B DFW. My website is boardsbyb.net. And then my personal Instagram is at the Brittany Welch, and that's Welch like Welch's grape juice. My phone number is 214-734-4173. I would love the opportunity to talk with anybody just to hear your story as well and learn about you. I love talking to entrepreneurs. I think I'm a different woman today than I was 2 years ago because of who I surround myself with.
Nice. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Our pleasure. We'll see you next time.
Awesome.